Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In James 1 and verse 22, we read, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." The word for today is the third in our series on overcoming discouragement. Now, to identify the source of your discouragement, it's helpful to talk to someone who can offer you insight and guidance. But be careful. You can talk your problems to death and get nowhere. That's why the Bible says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." So, number one, always do what's right. Few things encourage discouragement like regret or a guilty conscience. It's tough to apologize, admit your faults, forgive, restrain your temper, bear a deserved blame, or start over. But deciding to do these things when they're appropriate always pays off. Be willing to view your life realistically, see yourself as you are, and accept what's true. Secondly, remember that timing is important. Often we look for relief in the valley instead of waiting for the clarity that comes from standing on the mountaintop. That's because it takes a lot of effort to get to the top of a mountain. When we're experiencing the darkness of the valley, it's tempting to make changes that we hope will relieve our discomfort. But as Dr. Robert Schuller said, when you're on top of the proverbial mountain is the time to make decisions. And here's why. You see your situation more clearly. You're moving to something, not just from something. You decide to use positive data, not negative. You're more likely to move from peak to peak instead of valley to valley. On the other hand, when you keep persevering while you're in the valley, not only will you make it to higher ground where you can make wiser decisions, but you will have developed character, which will serve you well throughout life. Keys to Overcoming Discouragement, Part 3, is Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.